Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with the manager of the Giants, and that is a catcher, and I saw him catch plenty in his major league career. But the art of catching, and I guess it's one of those positions on the field that hitters do one thing, pitchers do something, but catchers are very unique. Let's start catchers as people. What kind of people do you look for?
Marty, I think, first of all, you look for somebody that has a pretty good idea of the game, a knowledge, who has somewhat of an understanding of pitching, because a catcher has to deal with 11 or 12 different personalities, and that's going to help him with his game calling. But, you know, it's always been called the tools of ignorance, and it's really just the opposite. You want your smarter guys, not to believe me. I was an exception to that. Guys who can get back there and handle pitching staff and call a game and call a win for his team, and that's what you look for, a guy who really takes pride in what he's doing behind the plate.
What about body type? Now, you look like a catcher. If someone said this man played Major League Baseball, I'd say, all right, he was a catcher. What do you look for in a catcher?
Well, Marty, really, probably if somebody looked at me, they probably would think I was a pitcher or maybe a first baseman. And the reason I'm saying that is I'm a little bit tall for a catcher than most catchers, although Carlton Fisk and Boone, they were taller catchers, but that's the great thing about being a catcher. And I've said this before, it pains me to say it, but you can go further on less ability as a catcher, because you don't have to be a great hitter. You know, you don't have to be a runner. You can be a good handler of the staff, or you can be a great hitter and not run and be an okay catcher, and they're going to find a spot for you. But really, all body types can catch. We've seen them all from, you know, Benji Molina to Whiteside, you know, Buster. Brad Ausmus caught for me. He was a smaller guy, very athletic, could run. So that's the great thing about position is there's no certain body type that fits well. Now, if I had to say ideally, you know, you're probably looking at it, you know, anywhere from 5'10 to 6'2 in there. It's probably a little bit easier for a catcher, because it's going to help his agility behind the plate.
Well, interesting. So what did you have to do to adjust so the umpire could see over you and, you know, get a good look at the strike zone?
Well, I worked at it, believe me, to get low. And the one thing I could do is really get low. And in fact, my legs, I could, when I squatted down to catch, you know, I had my feet to the side, my knees were close to the ground. I can't get close to that now, unfortunately. But that was, you know, a concern, and I didn't want to go on one leg or anything, but, you know, I never had any issues or had an umpire say, hey, I have a tough time seeing over you, and I'm going to leave the head jokes around off this too, Marty. But, you know, I worked on getting low, and I was comfortable catching like that. And in fact, almost to where it was little, became a little bit of a problem, because, you know, I was so low, I had to get up a long ways to throw to second. But we all had different body types. We're all set up a little bit different. You can look at Buster, and you can look at all three Molina brothers, all guys, because their body type, their hip flexibility, knees, they're probably going to set up a little bit different.
When I grew up, sign stealing was a big deal. Boy, Charlie Dressen, Leo DeRocher, you know, the icons of the game, you know, the people who would love to look at the catcher, get the sign, and relay it to the hitter. How do you give a sign so that doesn't happen? Does it? And plus, do people still look today?
Oh, they look. In fact, it's easier to get signs today because of the TV. You know, you have TVs in the clubhouse. You know, the opposing team can go in there and look at the signs and see what kind of signs the catcher and the pitcher are using, whether it's an indicator or first sign, second sign, third sign. But you need to change them. Every pitcher has his own set of signs. We don't have one universal sign, because that's going to get you in trouble. And somebody gets on first base and they know you're using the same set of signs for every pitcher, you're going to make it a lot easier for them. But we change them. It could be with a man on second, it could be outs, one out, two outs, innings. These type things come into play when we're trying to mix up our signs. And the sign stealing, I think, sometimes is a little bit over-exaggerated. They're a little tougher to get, but it's more the location is how they can tip off pitches. They know if you're going away on a hitter, it's probably, you know, going to be an off-speed pitch or maybe a fastball. But if you're coming in, you're probably getting a fastball, things like that. So how the catcher sets up, does he set up higher for a breaking ball? These type of things we look at. We look at the video and make sure our catchers aren't tipping them off.
Where do you put your fingers so the third base coach can't see the sign?
Well, they go right between your legs and in your crotch area there, and you're trying to hide it with your glove. Your glove is what shields it, but if your legs are closed well enough, then you should be able to give your signs without the third or first base coach giving them, because on the first base coaching side, sometimes they're so concerned with third base, they'll open up the right leg, and so the first base coach can see them. But what we do, we all ask our first baseman or third baseman if they can see the signs. If they can see them, then we may have a problem. So we make a little adjustment with their positioning so they don't give away the signs. And we can talk about signs all day, and believe me, I love them. I've gone through so many different types. And I remember Bill Verdon, I'm in Chicago, and we thought the Cubs were stealing signs, and we had these complicated signs the pitchers couldn't get. So now, you know, you're doing more damage than good, because I don't know what they saw or what they think they saw and what pitch is coming. But it's still an art, but it's up to the catcher to do a good job of mixing up the signs and hiding them.
Well, interesting. I appreciate the time talking about the art of catching with Bruce Bochy. Maybe a last thought, pop-ups. What's the trick? Because I know they come back. But you're a catcher, and here's a pop-up. I don't even know how you see it so quickly, where it's going. It amazes me how the catcher does that.
Well, it becomes a feel. It really does. When you've caught long enough and you hear the sound of the ball hitting the bat, you have a pretty good idea where it's going. Now, sometimes you'll see a catcher, he's lost. That happens occasionally. But for the most part, if they're late, it's probably going to be on the opposite side of the hitter or vice versa. But, the first thing you want to do is locate it. And you grab your mask and you want to create an angle. Worst thing a catcher can do is see a pop-up and get right underneath it, because it's got that reverse spin on it. It's usually coming back to the field. But there's other elements that come into play, how the wind's blowing that day, things like that. But if you keep an angle, then you can always move from there. And we like to catch it around the shoulder area and use both hands and really try to stay as light on your feet as possible. Stay away from the bouncing, just like outfielders when they're running, because your head's moving, now the ball's going to be moving a little bit more. But some parks are tough. And really, if you look at a ballpark today, Marty, and as you all know, over in Oakland, that's how they used to be. You don't have that foul territory anymore, so you don't see as many pop-ups caught as you used to.
You don't want to step on the mask, right?
No, you take that, and once you locate it, you throw it. If it's a good hitter up, maybe you try to hit him in the finger and break it. But, want to, keep an idea of where that mask is, because it can turn an ankle.
All right. Appreciate it. I always learn something. I appreciate it. The art of catching. Very good, Bruce.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.